Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God speak to some people about who they will marry? Christina Balila says the Lord clearly spoke to her about her husband. Her response was compelling. She shares her experience today, and so does her husband, Juan. This is a story of hearing and obeying the Lord. Speaking of the Lord, we pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And so today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, the living Christ reaches out to you. He calls you by the power of his Spirit. And our question is, as is our prayer, that you would open your heart to the Lord, that you would sense the deep need that we all have of the Lord Jesus, and that you would turn to him and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And dear friend, if you are walking with the Lord, then we believe this program, this in particular, will inspire you. Juan and Christina Balila are the senior pastors of Grace Central, a church they planted in 2013. Juan earned a master's in counseling and a bachelor's in theater at the University of Hawaii. Juan and Christina have 5 boys and 1 Hanai son who is 2 years old. This is a pre-recorded show with Juan and Christina Balila. So here's our conversation with them. Lani Ka'a and I, we'll come back in a few moments to talk a little bit about what we've heard. Here's Juan and Christina. Pastors Juan and Christina, welcome to our show.
Well, thanks for allowing us to be here. It's a privilege and an honor.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'll give each of you we want to hear from both. So maybe, Christina, where did you grow up?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, well, say more. What was it like growing up in Nashville?
It was beautiful, very family-oriented culture down there in the South. I have a wonderful, huge family, very green. We did a lot of things outdoors. It was refreshing. It was a nice mixed culture. Also, where I lived and the community I lived in was very diverse, and it was just really special getting to be a part of that. I really enjoyed it there in Tennessee a lot.
So, born in Tennessee, raised, I mean, did you stay there for your entire growing up years?
I did. I was there until I married. I was in Miami, Florida for a very short time doing a college internship. Other than that, I was in Tennessee until Juan and I married when I was 26 years old and been in Hawaii ever since.
How about you, Juan? Where did you grow up? By the way, I suspect you're going to say something about Go Tigers.
Yes, yes. Born and raised local boy. I grew up Lower Punchbowl, right across Queens Hospital. I am a proud McKinley High School graduate. Go Tigers! Yeah. And I know The Rock is making McKinley that much more famous.
Well, say more about, what was it like for you, Juan, growing up
Yeah,
here?
yeah. And it's interesting because, for those who know me, know the rough upbringing for my younger sister and I. We grew up first generation Americans. Both our parents are immigrants from the Philippines. And, the cross-cultural of learning the American lifestyle in Hawaii while being raised up by, Filipino immigrants, it was very challenging. I went to the real and true Hawaiian school, Royal Elementary. I'm kind of proud about that. And, for my sister and I, we learned and we're so thankful for our parents to allow the opportunity to learn together and what it means to grow up in Hawaii and fend for ourselves. I don't want to over-dramatize it, but you could say I kind of grew up on the streets as well. I remember as a second grader missing curfew. I can't remember what my curfew was, but coming home at 10 o'clock at night and my parents worried. And this is before cell phone days and pager days, right? My parents allowed us, my sister and I and all the kids in the neighborhood would go out and play with one another in the neighborhood, come on home before the sun goes down. But I remember one night, we missed curfew. We were just playing in the park and just riding our bikes all over the place. I came home maybe after 10 p.m. and I saw the cops at my house. And I remember hitting the payphone real quickly, telling my parents, sorry, I forgot to check in. Please call the cops away, thinking the cops were there to arrest me, but they were worried about, where I was. So, yeah, that's a little upbringing, growing up in Lower Punchbowl. Yeah.
How did you become Christians, Christina?
I grew up in the Catholic Church and school and really loved it. I was really grateful for my upbringing. But when I was in college, I really wanted to know God more. And I kept trying to find people that would help me learn where to start reading my Bible at. I had a beautiful Bible my parents had gifted me with, but I was a little intimidated as to where to start reading in it. And I kept finding Bible study groups on the college campus I was at, but they just mostly played games and hung out, things like that. So one day I was working out in the rec center on the campus, and I went at a time of day when I never go. I went at the busiest time of the day. I usually go when it's empty. But I went at the busiest time of the day, and then I did something else I never do. I asked someone to give me a spot for a weight set, and the gentleman I asked, it turns out he was a pastor, and he saw my WWJD keychain, and he started talking to me about Jesus. And I had grown up in being in Mass 3 or 4 times a week, in religion class 5 days a week, and he wasn't talking to me as though he was questioning me, but he was talking to me just in a conversation type of way about Jesus. And so it was really nice. And I couldn't answer any of his questions about, Jesus. And so after he gave me a spot, he invited me to a campus ministry called Champions for Christ. And I went, and the first time I showed up, he introduced me immediately to a lady named Claire. And Claire and I began meeting weekly, and she started taking me through the Bible. And when I learned about lordship, I never had heard of lordship before. When I learned about lordship, the light bulb went on, so to speak, and I really started to understand what it meant to really honor God and submit every life of my every part of my life to God. And also, I couldn't call myself a to think of God as a friend and to accept me the way I was, as flawed, was also hard for me. I had a works mentality. I had to earn my way into God's approval and into heaven. And she really helped me to understand by going through God's Word and spending time in prayer and in the Word that, God loved me for who I am, not because of what I could do for Him. And that really changed my entire life and my understanding of walking with God.
Praise God.
Well, what a testimony, Lonnie. I mean, when we hear Christina sharing, she mentioned something, and she's going to go into it a lot more when in the next segment. She talks about the lordship of Christ and being obedient to him. But what stood out to you as you listened to Juan and Christina?
Well, I just loved Juan's candidness and, you know, his talk about growing up as an American, first-generation American. And I think some of us take for granted that, you know, what we have here in America. But I'm sure that transition for Juan must have been a challenge. But I think what stood out to me most was really Christina's discussion about being a Catholic growing up. I myself grew up as a Catholic, and I loved learning about the Lord through the church and spending every Sunday at the church there. And yet when I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior, I can hear in her voice the same thing that I felt when she said, could he be my personal friend? And that was such a revelation to me. And it's a breakthrough, I think. It's a breakthrough to feel like you're not doing works to earn your acceptance. He is a friend through and through, no matter what, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've said, no matter what day how you rolled out of bed. He's your friend, and he loves you no matter what. And that's so important, such an important change for me from what I felt growing up.
Well, I will hear, we'll hear Juan and Christina. And especially in light of what you just said, Lonnie, tied to what Christina has been talking about, how it relates to their marriage, actually how it relates to how they heard, well, how she heard that about who her husband was going to be. Well, we'll take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll get into that more. And I think one of those... one thing that is really touching, as I shared in this time with them, in this pre-recorded interview with Juan and Christina Balila, you talked about candidness, the fluency in the way that they spoke of their relationship with the Lord Jesus, their listening ears to the voice of the Spirit, and the bond that they have together in Christ. I think it's something that many long for, and they share it freely. So they'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, yes, Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lonnie Ka'a'a. You can find out more about our guests today, Pastors Juan and Christina Balila at HIGraceCentral.org. Again, HIGraceCentral.org. And if you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this program. It's a gift to you, a free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. It's available for you. Also, share it with family members, friends. Pastor Juan and Christina Balila's passion is to honor God, do His will, and serve others in fulfilling their purpose and destiny in God. We return now to a pre-recorded interview with Pastor Juan and Christina. Lonnie Ka'a and I will be back to share some of our thoughts in a moment. Here's Juan and Christina. Can you say a little bit more? That was so rich. Can you say a little bit more about lordship? What do you mean by lordship? Or what did you learn from the scriptures about that?
For lordship, you know, I learned that it's not just a submissing, tucking, bowing your head, but it's an attitude of the heart and a decision, a choice, that every part of my life and everything that you do, seek to honor God in that. So before I decide to do anything, you know, would what I'm going to do honor and please the Lord? Would it respect Him? Would it show love for Him? Would it bring glory and happiness to Him? And if it would, then I go for it. And if it's something that I just didn't have a peace inside of me that it would be honoring to God, if it went against anything in God's word, then I knew it wasn't something that would be pleasing to Him. And I really want my life to reflect His goodness and His love. So I made sure that I continued to stay in God, to read His word. I read the whole Bible, but, you know, as I'm reading different parts, Old and New Testament, I always also read Proverbs and Psalms as well. And I just really ask God to guide me in the decisions that I make and if they would honor Him or not. And that's what, for lordship, if it'll honor Him and please Him, then I would do it. But if it would not honor Him, then I'm not going to do it and just do something different, you know?
Yes. Juan, your journey, your faith journey, Juan, how did you become a Christian?
Yeah. Well, similarly with Christina, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and there were times we went to church on Sundays, and there were years, and I think mostly Christmas and Easter only. And I remember going through the steps of going to church and the classes, and it was in my teen years I realized, you know, I'm not going to church for this God, but I'm going to church to please my parents. And so I stopped going for a while, and what I really am thankful for is my good friend Chris Chow. And for those at our church at Grace Central, they're probably going to get sick and tired of hearing about Chris Chow, but I could never get tired about talking about my middle school and high school friend Chris, because Chris was the one who invited me to these meetings. We had this thing called Campus Life Ministry. They were a parachurch organization that huddled a couple high schools together, and Chris was the first of our group growing up from middle school and high school to come to know the Lord. And I remember in our latter years in high school that Chris would constantly invite me to a Bible study, to some volleyball or pizza outreach, and I always would see him with a track and, you know, just share about Jesus, his Bible, and, you know, I'm kind of shamefully sharing this and saying I was one of those guys who just cussed him out. You know, I rejected his invite, but not just reject his invite, but I was forcibly, you know, don't talk to me about this Jesus. And although I said that externally, I truly believe, looking back now, God was doing something in my heart. I didn't tell any of my friends. I didn't even tell my parents. But there were moments where I would be alone at home and just thinking. There would be days and months would go by here and there just contemplating, all right, who's this God? And who am I to God? And what is my purpose? And it was after a series of several weeks and months of attending campus life back then, hearing a message over and over about how God redeems us, how Jesus came and went to the cross, died for our sins. And that's the first time I've ever heard that God desires a relationship with me and that God was so gracious to forgive my sins. I thought, you know, I was good enough, right? Good enough not to be bad, but I was bad enough to not be good. And I was caught in that conundrum, you know, and again, after a series of listening to these messages, back then, this 20-something-year-old named Gary Lau, now known as Pastor Gary Lau, was preaching, you know, Romans Road, the scriptures. And I remember one night in that altar call, that time of receiving Christ into your life, and I couldn't fight God anymore. And I said, yeah, what am I waiting for? And I remember raising my hand and inviting Jesus into my life. And I realized at that point that they've been praying for me, because they said they have. They're like, we've been praying for you for months. You know, Chris has been telling us all about you. And I love sharing that story. In fact, I just shared that this past Sunday at the end of our service, because even when people are rejecting our invite, because I remember how I rejected Chris and his invitations to go to a Bible study, to even hear anything about God, God was still doing something internally inside of me. And I want to encourage everyone, you know, who's invited extended family members, friends, coworkers, continue to invite. And even though you get an emphatic no, let's trust God that God is doing something in their lives that perhaps they may come to faith, that they may come into a right relationship with God. And to me, I always look back. It's been over 3 decades now. I'm thankful, still thankful for the Chris Chow in my life and the Gary Laus in my life who reached out to, you know, a confused high schooler searching for the meaning of life, and I'm glad to be reconciled back to God because they never gave up. Yeah, they continued to pursue me. Yeah,
never gave up. Juan and Christina, how did you meet?
Well, Christine, you know, I bumped into Christina at the grocery store. She took one look at me, and she knew I was the one, and I said, all right, let's go get married and have kids, plant a church. And here we are, 17 years later.
Well, that was a good whopper one. Would you like to know the true story?
When I ask that question, I always have a sense that I'm going to hear two sides. So go ahead, Christina.
Good sense. We met in grad school. It was the Graduate School of Youth Ministry with also an emphasis in mission work. And, we were there. It was a six-month intense training where we also went to like Fuller Seminary and a couple of other school trainings as well, and then did a lot of hands-on groundwork in Nashville and the surrounding area there in Middle Tennessee. And while we were there, I guess toward the end of that grad school, for me, we were in a circle praying. And it's funny, the guys in the class of all people, not the girls, the guys wanted to pray for one another's future spouses. So us girls, we just said, okay, if that's what you want to pray for. So we started praying, going around the circle, and everyone had prayed. I was the last one, and when it got to me, I was supposed to pray for Juan, and as I began to pray for his future wife-to-be, the Lord spoke to me, said, you're praying for yourself right now. And so I immediately stopped, and I just stood there for a moment, and I realized the awkward pause, so I said, God bless him with a nice wife. Amen. And Juan responds.
It doesn't really matter. What do they have?
Wow. Mm. Lonnie Ka'a. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything like that before?
I actually have, because I've actually experienced the exact same thing. So when I heard that, I was like, yep, God absolutely has your spouse in mind. And if your heart is turned to him and you are ready to receive that person, God, you could be anywhere. You could be doing anything. I heard the Lord tell me who my spouse is going to be at a funeral. And people don't believe that, but my goodness, it sure came true. And so when I hear that, I absolutely agree and believe it.
Well, it'll be because of your experience too, Lonnie. Mm. It'll be even that more layered, the nest, as it were, the nest of the lesson of hearing the Lord, yeah. How to hear the Lord. And Christina and Juan share their experiences, their perceptions of just that. And I'm looking forward to hearing them and our listener, our dear listener, hearing them and then hearing from you share as we digest this and process this a little bit more. You're listening to Juan and Christina Balila. It might sound like somewhat abrupt to have stopped at that point. But Christina and Juan, they explain so much more. I think you, as well as we, are blessed with Lonnie, her experiences. The uniqueness of the moment and the uniqueness of the lessons and the uniqueness of you, dear friend, and what God is preparing to do, and what God is doing in your life. HIGraceCentral.org. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aha, we are blessed today by Juan and Christina Balila, pastors of Grace Central Church. You can find out more about Juan and Christina Balila at higracecentral.org. You're listening to the Good Life radio program. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a. Juan and Christina share about, well, before our break, how Christina heard that Juan was going to be her husband while she was praying in a group, in a circle. Here's a pre-recorded interview that we continue for you with Juan and Christina Bolila. Listen to them. Open your heart to what the Lord may be saying to you. And we'll be back with more. Here's Juan and Christina.
Everyone had prayed. I was the last one. And when it got to me, I was supposed to pray for Juan. And as I began to pray for his future wife-to-be, the Lord spoke to me, said, "You're praying for yourself right now." And so I immediately stopped, and I just stood there for a moment, and I realized the awkward pause. So I said, "God bless him with a nice wife. Amen." And Juan's response in front of everybody was, "How come everybody else gets this long, elaborate prayer? And I get gypped with, 'Bless him with a nice wife. Amen.'" And all I could say was, "I don't know, but I got to go." And I went and found my seat in the classroom. And things just began to unfold from there.
If I may interject, I still remember that time because, you know, we're moving in the prophetic. We're praying for most of us were single at that time, and we're praying for, you know, future spouses, future families, future ministries. And when it was Christina's turn to pray for me, I got this 10-second prayer from her, and I went back to my seat. I'm like, I don't know how to receive that. And now, obviously, as time has gone on, I can reflect back. I'm like, that's why. Yeah.
Well, Juan and Christina, you know, you told it. I'm glad you shared it, but I want to hear more. I think our listener wants to hear more. So how did, after that one night, that encounter, that feeling of feeling like you got gypped, how did things unfold?
So this was towards the end of the schooling, and as Christina said, it was a six-month program, and I was scheduled to come back home to Hawaii. The training was, again, as Christina said, it was intense. We did a semester's worth of Fuller Seminary studying, and we had different teachers come in as well, and intense hands-on training in youth ministry. And I was to come back home and be the youth pastor of the local church, Grace Bible Church, here in Hawaii, and I was done. Then I get a call from my pastors here in Hawaii say, "Juan, would you prayfully consider going back to Tennessee for another 6 months to help them develop the curriculum and the schooling in which you just completed or are going to complete?" And I remember responding with a big emphatic no. And you got to understand, local boy, grew up in the islands. I was ready to come back home. This was November, December, and it began to get cold. And, you know, you got a little bit of cold weather, you know, 40s, 50 degrees. I was ready to come back home. So I was obviously responding to the circumstances. And like any old good old pastors, my pastor said, "Well, would you prayfully consider going back?" And at that time, being 20-something years old, I was like, "Of course, I'll prayfully consider coming back." Already in my mind thinking, "I'm not going to come back." And so I took it to heart. I did pray, sought the Lord, and I really felt the Lord said, "Juan, put your pride down, come back, and I really want you to come back for 6 more months." And initially, you know, initially, people know this story. Initially, I went into the school kicking and screaming, knowing that God wanted me there, and I wanted to go to schooling. There was opportunities to go to Manila, opportunities to go to California, and God sent me to Tennessee, right, in the middle of, it's landlocked. Again, no ocean, no bodies of water like California, Manila. But I said, "All right, God, I'll go for 6 months and I'll come back home." And now here, God says, "Go back for another 6 months." And at this time, Christina wasn't even on the radar regarding her and I hooking up. getting connected. We were friends. There was about four of us who remained tight during the whole class, and we were just friends. And this kind of happened on when I went back on that second 6 months.
So Christina, let's reverse, just trace back a couple of things, because we want to know what took place when Juan went back. But this prayer time, you said God spoke to you. You heard him clearly so much that it became a short prayer and you left the room. How, someone might be thinking or asking, what does God's voice sound like speaking to you? How would you describe that, what it sounded like when you were praying?
It was basically just the thoughts that went through my head so clearly, as I was focused on praying for him and his future spouse, and the thought just went through my mind so clearly and very strongly that it stopped my prayer in his tracks, and the thought went through my mind, "You're praying for yourself right now," and I believe that was the Holy Spirit, because one of my favorite names for the Holy Spirit is, in one of the biblical names, is he's the Great Counselor. And I believe he speaks to us, he counsels us by placing things on our heart, giving in, and that was one of the ways where that thought so strongly came through my mind, "You're praying for yourself right now." And it was so clear, and I couldn't shake it, and it wasn't something I'd ever thought about before. In the same way, it's the same way when I know I can't shake these thoughts that I need to go and visit someone, and yet I don't have a reason to go visit them. I don't have a reason to check in on them. I have every reason not to go, but yet I can't shake these continuous thoughts that go through my mind that I need to go visit someone. And it when that happens, it always turns out that person is getting ready to pass away, or that person is going through a tremendously hard time and they need a listening ear and an encouraging word. But I had no other way of knowing that other than actually going. And I really believe that's the Holy Spirit counseling and leading us when those thoughts come so clearly in our mind that otherwise wouldn't be there. And we know that was the Lord leading us and speaking to us and doing something.
Thank you for explaining that. That's very helpful, Christina.
Thank you. So
Juan goes back the second time. And then what happened in your relationship? How did things develop?
So we just spoke. As he mentioned, there was a small group of us friends within the school, and we all spoke a lot. We spoke often. And I knew that I...
Oh, and by the way, you never shared any of that with Juan. You just kept it to yourself.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I just kept it to myself. And so when he was leaving after our graduation in that December to come back to Hawaii, you know, I wondered, of course, if I heard this right from God, that I was to be his wife and he my husband. You know, why was he leaving? But I just had a peace inside of me that if that was really God I had heard from, then he would be back. And at that time, there was no, like I said, I didn't share anything with Juan, and there was no intention for him to come back. As he mentioned, he had zero desire to go back to Tennessee. But I just knew if that was what God's plan was, then he would be back, and it would work out. And so I just waited. And in, I think it was mid to late January, the following January, he returned to Tennessee. And then we just spoke over the phone at different times. Just the group of us, the four of us that he had mentioned, that we would all like talk together and so forth. And then I believe it was Good Friday. Juan, a few months later, Juan called me, and he asked me out for our first date. And out of nowhere, seemingly. Now, for me, feelings were growing inside of me and everything, but he wasn't really giving any inclination as to what he was thinking. But then he calls and he asked me out to go on a first date. And he had told me he had spoken with the pastors, and, you know, just he wanted to make sure that it was a good time in life, and he had all his own ducks in a row before asking. And so he asked me, and then on our first date, which was on Good Friday, he spoke to me about marrying him and moving back to Hawaii with him. And so then we had our second date on Saturday, and I was late. I have a habit of being late. And so I was late showing up, and he was waiting at my house, and he had 45 minutes just to hang out and talk with my dad. So they were talking, and during that time, Juan asked my dad's permission to ask my hand in marriage. My dad gave it. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday, so it was our third time to see one another, Juan proposed, and we were engaged. And then 2.5 months later, we got married. And here we are in Hawaii after 16 and a half years.
16 and a half years ago. And it wasn't but just three dates and a few months, mm-hmm. Monica.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here they are, church planters, pastoring, raising a beautiful family. Ani, when you listen to Christine, what are your what stirs up inside you?
Yeah, and two things. I think first and foremost, obedience is key. When I listen to their story, it is this constant, I don't want to go, not my will but yours be done, and then a follow through in obedience, an active follow through, a trust in the Lord. And That speaks to me, because I think all of us have an opportunity to follow the Lord, trust in Him. And when Christina talked earlier about the Lordship and learning how to honor the Lord, I think the Lord will bless anything that we do that honors Him, and our obedience honors Him like nothing else. And so that obedience, it is no wonder that they are here 16 and a half years later with 6 children and a thriving church that is reaching the lost. God had a plan, and they came alongside His plan, and it's an amazing testimony.
And when you talk about trust, Lonnie, we can hear it in Christina when she talks about trusting the Lord, even in things that she was not able to see.
Yeah.
Clearly, saying without saying it, that she was trusting in God's hand moving, even though she wasn't aware of exactly what He was doing, but that He was preparing something. Words of hope, words of faith, words of life, and how we process our lives together here. Your life, dear friend, and our lives here at the Good Life radio program. When we come back, our last segment with Juan and Christina. You know, I really appreciate their candor.
Mm-hmm.
We need that. We need that kind of just openness. And even Juan, when it was time, boy, he really got to task. He didn't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
So quick obedience, hearing the voice of the Lord moving in spite of sometimes there might be uncertainty. When we come back, more from Juan and Christina Bolita. Find out more about them. Grace Central at HIGraceCentral.org. And this program, The Good Life Hawaii.com. Free podcasts, stories. This is so unique. But unique stories nonetheless. More and more available for you to share with family and friends. And at the heart of it all is to share the testimony, share the gospel through the marvelous stories of what God is doing in people's lives, even yours, dear friends. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, Juan Balila is also a theater man. He is in drama and acting as a student at the University of Hawaii. Juan Balila was involved in 52 productions on and off stage and in TV and film. Christina Balila says, "I believe in encouraging children and youth to read their Bibles, grow in their own personal relationship with God, and to be who God made them to be." Juan and Christina Balila are guests. This is a previously recorded interview with them. I'm joined with my co-host, Lani Ka'a. Listen to Juan and Christina. Lani and I will be back in a few moments to wrap things up. Here's Juan and Christina Balila.
And then 2.5 months later, we got married. And here we are in Hawaii after 16 and a half years.
Juan, how did the Lord speak to you as, you know, you kind of went back, from what it sounds like, with your heels in the ground, digging your heels in the ground. And then how did your heart and mind open that you began to move rapidly?
Yeah. And I want to commend Christina. You know, when she heard from the Lord, she not only kept it to herself, and she's not going to brag on herself regarding this, but she went to her spiritual authority, and she covered herself and said, you know, I think I heard this from God. And she had wise counsel, you know, don't share this with Juan, and, you know, just keep your heart right before the Lord. And I had no clue. There are a few people in our school that say, oh, they saw it, but I had no clue. I couldn't see any of that happening. In fact, because I was told, you're going to go to the school, don't get any crazy ideas looking for, you know, Mrs. Balila, and stay focused on track. And I thought I did. And so when I went back the second time for the second 6 months, I was told the same thing. And so there was January, February, working on getting new students registered, looking over the curriculum. But it was, as Christina said, those phone calls, those different times of just hanging out, and I knew our friendship was developing. And for me, it was probably around mid-February going into March, I'm noticing, okay, my heart is beginning to turn, and somehow I'm looking at Christina as more than a friend. And so I call my pastors back in Hawaii. I'm talking with my spiritual authority there in Tennessee. And we're navigating through all this. And even before asking her out on the first date, talking to her spiritual authority, and they're not saying anything, you know, what Christina's been telling them. And so there I am. I'm like, all right, sounds like I'm getting the green light from the Lord and from all the pastors and spiritual authorities in our lives to ask her out. So I did. And you got to remember, I got sent back to work in the youth ministry, work on the schooling thing. So I'm beat. I mean, they got me working and working and working. So we do this date on Good Friday because it's a downtime, right? our first date was having lunch together at the park, Bicentennial Park there in Nashville, Tennessee. Nice, you know, blue skies, 50-degree weather, 50-something degree weather. Like she said, second date. And every step of the way, even asking her dad for permission for her hand in marriage, to proposing, that was all submitted before the Lord and submitted with spiritual authority. I remember calling Pastor Bruce here in Hawaii and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about asking this girl, you know, Christina. And he goes, wait, didn't you guys just go out on the first date? I was like, yes. And I said, well, I feel like I need to ask her. I don't know when we're going to get married, but because I knew I was coming back that summer to Hawaii, you know, after that second 6 months, come back to Hawaii and be the youth pastor for Grace Bible Church. And I remember Pastor Bruce says, no, I feel at peace with that. Go ahead. You don't need my permission, but thank you for, you know, seeking counsel on this, but I have peace. And honestly, Danny, I thought he was going to say no. And every spiritual authority that we took it through, that I took it through, they all said, yeah, we feel a peace. We feel a peace. So we went for it.
Juan and Christina, you mentioned this a number of times, and you're referring to Pastor Bruce Ho, right? Bruce Ho,
yes.
at Grace Bible,
yes.
Honolulu at the yes. time. Just talk with us about spiritual authority. When you make reference to spiritual authority, would another word be like a spiritual mentor, where you recognize that God has placed him in your life, or maybe in something like that? Could you explain that a little bit further?
Yeah, and you know, for some of us, for all of us, we can hear from God, right? We all can hear from God because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. We now have access to God and His voice. However, sometimes our ability we get overconfident and hearing in our own ability to hear from God, right? So many times. I thought I heard from God, or did I really hear from God? We all can hear from God, but we can't get overconfident in our own ability to hear from God. So hence, I love it that God allows mentors in our lives. And for some, you know, it might be a Grace group leader, your small group leader. For some, it's your pastor. For me at that time, it was my campus pastor. It was my senior pastor, Pastor Bruce Ho. Speaking with Pastor Sam Webb, and even all the way up to the point, Pastor Norman, he came up to Tennessee to, you know, vet us out. So many other, I can go on the list of many other pastors and ministers that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we heard from the Lord. And because so many times we can claim we've heard from the Lord, and let's be honest, if we can be honest with ourselves, we missed it. So for us, you know, marrying, going into marriage, that's something we don't want to miss. So we made sure that we submitted it to our pastors, our mentors, our spiritual authority. Yeah.
If I can also share on that, yeah, when Juan keeps referring to spiritual authority, it is just that. It's a mentor in our lives, someone that we trust and that we can share the good, the bad, the ugly, and they speak truth into our lives. Not just not what we want to hear, but truth. Because we're all human. We all have our own faults. We don't see everything the same as everyone else. We see things, you know, through our own lens. We see things even through our own emotions and through our own desires. And so just to have someone else speak into our life that will speak truth and love and yet straightforward, it just really helps sometimes to set the emotions aside and see things and make decisions with a clear lens instead of through emotions.
That's it, yeah.
That was Juan and Christina Balila sharing their heart, their story with us. Lonnie, as we close today, can you say a prayer for a listener? They talk about authority, spiritual mentorship, and key decisions like these. Someone may be going through that moment right now. Yeah. Will you lead us, please?
Sure. Father God, thank you so much for the testimony of Juan and Christina. Lord God, I praise you, Lord, for young adults who are truly following after you and yearning after your heart and to honor you with everything that they do, from the decisions in their Christian walk to their personal relationships, Lord. And I also thank you for the spiritual authority that comes around these young adults, Lord. I do want to especially lift up the young adults today who are single, who are seeking the Lord for marriage, Lord, and not even the young adults, but all that are seeking to do it under your authority, Lord. I pray that you would give them peace to know that in your time and through your promises, Lord, the right spouse will come forward. Father God, that they don't have to strive, that they don't have to try in their own strength, Lord, but through the obedience in their hearts, Lord, as well as the spiritual mentorship of others, Father, you and you alone will bring that right person, and it doesn't have to be conjured or sought after, because you are God and you can make the impossible possible. So, Father, we thank you for this testimony of two people across two seas who were able to do something that in their own strength and mind they could never see happen. But, Lord, you have blossomed a church out of it. And so, Father, let that speak to our listener today, Father, that as we follow you, you can do mighty things in all of our lives. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Those were timely words from Juan and Christina Balila and a heartfelt prayer from Lonnie Ka'a'a. Find out more about Juan and Christina, higracecentral.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, as we often say, we believe it is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. There's a video set for you there. Just click Get to Know Jesus. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation, financial support, hey, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Juan and Christina Balila, higracecentral.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, guest coordinator Lonnie Ka'a'a, technical producer Chance Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.